Wonderful, wonderful. There we are, Fine Young Cannibals. Have you ever fallen in love? And before now, I can't tell you because I've lost it on the screen. Guys, that was amazing. So, you got anything else you want to tell us? Because I know you're just sort of chatting to yourselves just now.
I was just trying to talk about some other things to give people to have a little understanding of. And the law of the law of perpetual transmutation of energy.
So we want to just give people as much confidence as possible that what they're doing isn't wasted, because a lot of people who don't understand the science, obviously we've done a few years of research into it and sort of looked into it, a lot of people that don't know that or don't understand it might be a bit disheartened. So like we said earlier, there's 12 laws of the universe which all prove that manifestation is real and does have a personal impact on your life. So the law of perpetual transmutation of energy is not only a mouthful, but it shows us that energy can't be created or destroyed, which is, I believe, what Einstein said. So it basically means if you put in the work, it has to go somewhere. This also goes hand in hand with the law of compensation as well, which is another one of the 12 laws, which basically says you reap what you sow, which a lot of people know. So basically, if someone else doesn't see your vision, it doesn't matter, because it's not meant for them, it's meant for you. So these laws of the universe prove that all that work has to go somewhere. And I don't know anyone that's worked day in, day out for years and years and not got somewhere at least. So the laws of the universe will prove it.
If you think of, a religious person would say God, yeah? God goes in form, out form, through form, can't be created or destroyed. And if you look at energy, it's the same thing. The first bit is always as, always will be. It goes in form, out form, and through form, can't be created or destroyed. It's as exactly how we look at what we understand of God, or in our own way, or how we look at energy. It's all they say God is a part of us. Well, energy is a part of us. It's all linked. We're in this big field of energy, this big matrix of energy, really, and we can shift and create it by thought alone, believe it or not.
So how does that, you're sort of saying about thought alone, that's an integral part of everyone's day,
it's where you stay.
But it's how you do it. It's like you were saying about if you go for a run every morning and then the following day you don't, you've lost it.
Yeah.
So it's not continuous.
Yes.
So you've got to be on it.
A good way to look at a neural pathway,
yeah?
Yep. That's 21 days to create an habit. It's not true. It's from some of the photographic memory, maybe. It's more like 28 to 30, if you're lucky, yeah? People like myself who's got ADHD, mine's about, I'd say, like even 2 months, 7 weeks before my pathways really start kicking in properly, because I'm a slower learner. So I would say, so when you start to close your eyes and visualise, what happens is, imagine like a little line lights up on a brain scan. We can see people's, if we look at a brain and we see someone start visualising a new goal, this little pathway will light up. When you stop thinking about it, it will disappear and it'll be gone forever. But if you do that every day for a month, that pathway will light up, disappear, light up, disappear, light up. And every time it lights up and disappears, it stays on a fraction of a second longer. So one day, it builds into a neural pathway, which, like all the other lines you see in your mind, and it stays and it lights up, and energy comes from the old one and now transmits for the new one, meaning you've just shifted your focus, and that becomes unconscious. Now you start to feel every day like the person you create inside your mind through the visualization. So at first it feels like a liar. You hear a lot of rappers say, fake it till you make it, bruv, and all that, yeah? But it ain't faking it till you make it. You're rebuilding a neural pathway. But if you don't visualize, if you miss one day, that pathway takes an extra 4 days to visualize. So if you visualize for 4 days or 3 days and missed one day, you might go back to the beginning again. And if you visualize for 10 days and missed one day, you're going back 4 days. Missed 2 days, you're back to the beginning. So it's the discipline. I can't tell people enough, is to be disciplined to your desired states, to your goals, to your outcomes. Look at a satellite navigation system. Yeah, for me to get here today, I didn't know where I was going, so I put a sat nav on.
Yeah.
So how does a sat nav work? It's a final destination. I have to put a final destination into the sat nav. Only then can it direct me to where I want to go. If I don't put a final destination here, it's just a bit of plastic sitting on my screen.
Circular. Yeah.
Not doing anything. And I'm going to drive around roads all you know. So if you don't put a final destination in your brain, how can it direct you to better places? You've got to show the mind that what you want on a
So you could do that on a daily basis.
Yes, you have to do it on a daily basis.
Or whatever. So, like, for instance, I could go, right, I want to drive home to Clacton tonight, I'll have to do it with a curry, that sort of thing. So that's infested in my mind, that's what I want to do next.
Yeah. The thing is, we're up against it because of the world today. That you, what do you do in the morning? You wake up, you switch on the news. Is it good news? No, it's bad news normally.
Yeah,
it's the wars and stuff. Yeah, that's it. It's a it's a lot of negativity. And you're going to work, you get into road rage, or you're getting squished on the tube.
Yeah.
Every hour of every day, you'll come up against something negative.
So that is something that is actually jumping in there.
It's easy to practice that because it's there everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But for you to practice good thoughts on a daily basis, take discipline.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, even if you don't want to make good thoughts, you have to force yourself to make good thoughts each day.
Yeah.
And focus on good
thoughts. I mean, you just mentioned about road rage, yeah?
Yeah.
When, when I did a driving thing, me Bob, you know, like a speeding thing, and the driver, whatever it was, teaching thing, because so I didn't get points, so the guy said, so the bloke's going down the road, he's cutting you up, he's all this, what do you do? Whatever,
yeah?
I'm making signs in the studio and listening. and you lose it. But if you just went, oh gosh, you moved on, didn't you?
Yeah, that's one part of it, like sort of counteracting that negativity. But there's that weird part that many people don't understand, is where if you got in that car and you had rehearsed beforehand and primed yourself, you probably wouldn't even see traffic, let alone get into road rage. So there's a bigger part of it than just sort of the first stage is counteracting the negativity of everyday life. Then the second layer is never ever seeing that negativity again, because you've done the work in the internal world and literally changed the external world. So there's a lot more to it than sort of your day-to-day life and how you interact with it and react to it. There's also the part that we're teaching, which is you can actually control the world, not only react to the world in a better way, you can control it in a better way,
your inner world, your own world.
That's amazing. You're the messiahs.
We're trying to help.
That's about it.
If you're going to label us that, then yeah, sure.
Because this might sound mad, but if I'm going somewhere and you know where you're going, but I visualise a parking space.
And that's controlling the world.
Is that nuts or what? No.
Because that's the good thing we've got.
You not generally get it when you see it.
So
a lot of people see The Secret. That's in the film The Secret. Most people have seen that. But The Secret's dated, I think it's 2007 or something. So it was good for its time. But we've got a lot of science to back it up now. We've got so much more knowledge. Because The Secret talk about, you've got to focus on what you want. That's sort of what I'm saying, but it ain't. Yeah. You have to focus on what you want to understand what you want.
Yeah.
Then you have to visualise having it. Because the vibration of want is the vibration of want. You can't attract things in the vibration of wanting. You can only want things. So you have to go from understanding, what do I want? That's like a question you discover. Once you discovered it, you have to predominantly see yourself having that thing, being in that house, living in that place, having that job. You've got to keep seeing the outcome in your mind. So that's the difference between want and have. You know, you have to believe it's here, it's here, it's here, not that you want it to come. So that's it's not as easy as what people think, you know. It is easy once you understand it, but, you know, it's easy to go off of course.
Yeah.
That's why the apps here to guide you.
Yeah, I guess in most respects people go off at a tangent, don't they?
Yeah. I get vision board, I've got a vision board, I get a vision board, I'll get it for. They go, you know, I've had it quite about a year now. I go, what have you got on it? I've got a new Rolex, got a new husband, I've got a car. I go, what have you got from it so far? Then they go, oh, nothing. So you can't just look at a picture and expect to attract things. You've got to feel the emotion of having it, and that's the frequency. If you're looking at it and wanting it, then you're just going to continue wanting it. So you're just looking at a picture, and that's insanity.
And Rob coined the phrase trigger board as well, which I think is really cool. So instead of a typical vision board, like Rob said, you look at a photo and say, I really want that. And every morning you're priming your brain and telling yourself that you don't have what you're actually looking at. So you're setting yourself up to fail. Rob said, I believe it should be called a trigger board. So when you look at these photos of your car, of your watch, of your wife, whatever it may be, it actually triggers an emotion inside of you of positivity and actually gets everything working on a chemical level to actually inspire your body first and your brain to actually be in that state. So before you know it, you'll actually be talking, acting and thinking like you already have those things on the vision board. So you're literally skipping the step, and you're most importantly skipping the feeling of lack, which is caused by wanting something.
It's an amazing, I'm looking at myself here. Over the years, I've always been like, I've got to get out of this, I've got to do this. And most of the time that has worked for me. So that's me visualising where I want to go and my trigger points. And yet, when it comes down to every day, this is my goal, it's never there for me because I don't, you know, I do want stuff but or work things out, but it's, I can't program my mind to do that.
Like life can take over,
Yeah,
life does take over.
Life does take over, but you're not practicing. It's the discipline thing. If you don't do it every day, whatever's in front of you, whatever your cards are, you still have to go through the process. There's no magic to it, you know. You just got to keep doing it.
And that's why in our journal, so we brought out a physical journal, which was an Amazon bestseller, and we feel like the reason for its success was, unlike other journals, again, that kept you dwelling on the past, we broke it up. So in the morning, we had the projection section, where the first thing you do in the morning, before you touch your phone or touch anything else, you don't look at anything else, you look at the journal and you set up your goals, your affirmations, and set yourself up for the day. Then in the evening, we'd have the review section. So in the evening, you'll go, right, how did I do today based on the goals I set in the morning? So literally every day and every night, you're sort of bookending your day with your goals and your visions in mind, so you cannot fail.
And we put this into the app now in a digital form, which is fun. We've got like emojis, and you can change the number of how much effort you put in for the day. Like, it's good, it's really good.
All right, we're going to come back in a moment, but this is just a couple of ads. What's coming up 8 o'clock tonight and what's coming up at 7 in the morning? Hold tight, here we go.
Mikey's Breakfast.
I've got a phantom hair. It's on my left hand. It doesn't happen on the right hand side, I don't know why. It's only on the left hand side. It's almost like it's going, hello. So I go, right, I'll get that. That's it, I'll get that. And you try, there's no long hairs there. There's no long hairs there. So I brush them all back, brush it all back like that. And then it's gone. 2 minutes later, hello.
Mikey's Breakfast, 7 to 10 weekdays on Phoenix FM. Mikey in the morning.
Join me, Zanthi Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
So that's Zanthi Behrman coming at 8 o'clock tonight. Great 80s and she's a great lady. She'll be in the studio too a bit later on, doing her fingers and everything else, playing with her knobs and everything else, getting ready for 8 o'clock, because that's what happens here on Phoenix 98 FM. Right, a little song now. This is quite appropriate as well. It's Carly Simon and Why. That's all it is, Why. So why does your love hurt so much? No, it doesn't. Here we go. Why? Why? Why?
Why does your love hurt so much? Why? Why does your love hurt so much? Don't know why. You know I loved you, baby.
Nigel, radio's answer to Just for Men.
That'd be me then, radio's answer for Just for Men. That'd be me then, yeah. Absolute bonkers, right? So that's Carly Simon and Why Does Your Love Hurt So Much? Tavares on the way. Ah, yeah. Right, so we were just having a chat in the studio, and, you know, we're chatting about what the guys are, about is it too deep? Well, I don't think so. I'm loving it and enjoying it. And we did say it'd be 40 minutes, well, you know, we're on overtime now. We've been to so many times, we've been over there and checked with the off-screen stuff and everything. What do they call it? What is it? Football. What is it? When they go and talk to someone else?
VAR.
Yeah, we've had VAR, mate. So we were allowed. Honest, my memory is rubbish. And this is something else then. So we've had VAR moments. So at the end of the day, we are moving on. Yeah. So where else can we take this now?
Well, mental health in general, I think, is a good topic. You know, since COVID, so many people got stuck indoors and had to focus on what they didn't want. The government, you know, put our mindsets into that state by not being allowed to go outside. It allowed you to focus on the illness. Me and Ted studied unconscious mind therapy, but we studied like what goes on internally and what happens when people get stresses. When you get stressed, you release cortisol. Now, cortisol is a poison. It downregulates genes and regulates disease. That's what your cortisol would do. When that happens, in long states of stress, in long-term stress, you will create illness, yeah? And through COVID, so many people had to put their attention onto the cause, which was COVID every day, illness every day, being aware that you can't go near people. Now, I know that had to happen in one way or another, but that... practicing the hormones of stress is going to make you ill. And I think that installed a thinking process to most people, because I believe COVID's going to kill more people with cancer because of the stress hormone or other illnesses than COVID did. So, you know, we've got to get our minds back on. I get so many clients come to me from COVID who talk about how they're not the same since, you know, they used to be so outgoing and now they're worried about doing things now. And it's just because you've rewired your brain to focus on what you don't want. And then when you've gone back into the real world again, the new territory don't feel familiar anymore. It's not familiar, it's more familiar to stay indoors and to be aware of people and to be aware of illness. And now we've got to start training our minds back to focus on health. You know, we've got to find the visions of adventure, things, you know, that are going to release good hormones. Because you can't see, like, if you look at a deer, if a deer got chased by a lion and it got away, once it gets into the field, the hormones of stress disappears and it starts grazing at the grass. That's what animals do. Human beings, because of the size of our neocortex, can bring on the stress hormone just by thought alone. So if we got chased by a lion and got away, we'd keep thinking about it. And that's what, as you said earlier, about PTSD. Yeah. That's what we do. We keep thinking about our problems of stress. We keep thinking about what could have gone wrong. But we also create things going wrong in our mind that haven't even happened yet. You know, anxiety never killed no one, but it's the fear of things going wrong, and that's creating stress. So most people I meet on a daily basis are living in high stress levels, which means you're taking years of your life off. And if you can start changing the balance of your chemicals internally, we can start living a healthier life.
And then going under the skin as well, that stress, that fight or flight mode is called the sympathetic nervous system. That's the thing that sort of turns on your systems, your body's red light, that slams the brakes and says, oh my God, we need to get out of this situation, or we need to be on high alert and we need to fight against the situation. And then the opposite of that is the parasympathetic nervous system, which restores your body's state to a state of calmness. But like Rob said there, back in the day, it would have been a lion that you would have seen once every few days out in the jungle or wherever it was that lit up your body system. But now, you mentioned it earlier, when you're in traffic and you get road rage, that's your sympathetic nervous system flagging up. So now, because of so many people, and it's not their fault, it's just the way the system is, they don't know how to deal with that and how to restore. So their sympathetic nervous system will flag up in the car during that road rage, That's why when you do get into road rage, most people are ready to jump out of the car and fight for their life in that moment, because the sympathetic nervous system is installed for that reason, to get you in that zone. Because imagine if you was a caveman back in the day, you might have been one-on-one with a lion, and it sounds dramatic, but that's
how... dinosaur, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's how it would have been.
Or the missus.
Yeah, yeah, and that, but that's the thing, that before it would have been a lion.
They would have hit you with a lump of wood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's it. It would have been a lion before, but now it is. It is your missus, and it's your mate, and now it could be your co-worker. So you'll spend the whole day sitting next to someone you might not like, or you'll carry that stress over and attach it to certain people in your office, for example. So you'll be in that fight or flight state all day, every day, for most people.
Releasing cortisol.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, this is a... You can't change the past. You can't change the future. But why do we think that?
You can create the future. I agree with you, can't change the past. But if you walk forward looking backwards, you walk into a wall if you've done it literally. So why do people do it with their thoughts? Oh, well, this happened to me years ago. Well, let's start focusing on where you're going to be.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you've got to look at. You've got to create. See, the only way to predict your future is to create the future.
Yeah.
So we are creators. What was a crocodile doing 2 million years ago? It was in a swamp. Kill, sleep, eat, mate, reproduce. Kill, sleep, eat, mate, reproduce. What's a crocodile doing today? It's still in a swamp. Kill, sleep, eat, mate, reproduce. 2 million years later. What have we done in a couple of hundred years a human being? We've created planes to go faster and further than a bird. Cars and trains go faster and further than any... Cheater.
Yeah.
Boat submarines go deeper, further than any fish. Like, human beings are creators. This is what we do. We are creators, and if we're not creating, we're depressed. So why people suffer depression is because they're not creating the dreams of the future. Most people's problems is they don't have any goals. They don't have any. You know, there's the older we get, the more excuses we make. You know, and you know, oh, I'm getting old now. You know, it ain't like it used to be. If you keep focusing how good it used to be, that's going to remind you that you're not as good now. That ain't never going to help you. Like, the law of age is the law of aging. Yeah, of course you're never going to run a marathon like you did when you're 20, when you're 50, obviously. But you can't focus on what you used to be. You've got to focus on what you're going to be now, who you're going to be next week, who you're going to be next year. And you know, that's all we can do. We're creators.
This is inspiring.
Thank you.
I'm sitting here and I'm getting inspired. It's amazing because, you know, I'm probably the world's worst at getting my mind into gear. And, you know, and I'm sitting there some days and I'm thinking, oh, should we be doing this now? Or should we be doing that now? And doing this now?
So
and I don't.
If you could design yourself in a 6 months from now, you ain't got to tell us how it wants to be. Just close your eyes for 1 second. Just bear with me. And that sounds stupid. People at home try it as well. Just visualise yourself how you'd like to see yourself six months from now. Now, this hasn't got to be real. This is not true. It's, you know, but if you could be, what would that look like? And see a vision. See what you see and hear what you hear and feel what you're feeling. Make the colours brighter, sounds louder, and feelings even stronger. And just imagine what that would be like. And surrender yourself to your vision like you do watching Superman, believing that you can fly. Now, just surrender yourself to that. And then how does that feel when you see yourself there?
Amazing.
There you go. So worrying is taking a bad experience that could happen in the front in the future. That's where anxiety is, taking a bad past experience of learning something's happened to someone in the past and you see it happening to you bad in the future. Where creativity is when you stand in the here and now and you create a vision of your future and you access those good emotions. Now, if you do that on a daily basis, I promise you, you'll see change in, because for one, you're releasing that stress hormone. So that's the biggest thing we have to watch. Don't worry about it. The biggest thing we can do is drop our stress hormone. So keep visualizing good things. And you know, even if you don't believe in it, that don't ask to at the beginning, I don't care, but just do it, because it's only going to help your health anyway.
No.
You're going to feel better. And then you see things, little miracles, as Ted said, start happening, and, you know, things coming your way.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Like the scenario you gave us with the blue butterfly.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. No, and I really do, I know it sounds nuts, but I really do urge everyone listening to just try it. Pick a colour, pick an animal, just make up something really stupid, and you will see it in the most random of places. It really does work.
Fantastic. So another record. This is Ed Sheeran. This is Bad Habits. We've all got them.
Yeah.
And our thought process is a bad habit, isn't it? There we go.
That's it.
Phoenix FM.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. Tonight had something wonderful.
My bad habits lead to late nights and in alone conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true. My bad habits lead to you. Ooh. My bad habits lead to you. Ooh. My bad habits lead to you. Every pure intention ends when the good times start.
Sheeran's a great singer, but doesn't he sound like a woman? It's true. Listen. Ed Sheeran, amazing. What a great guy. Absolutely brilliant. Great with charity and everything else. Not like by his neighbours, but that's his life, isn't it? So, there we are. Ed Sheeran, what a great song. Right, guys, we'll wrap it up. I think it's been amazing, so give us your closing thoughts and everything else. It sounds like a judge, doesn't it?
Closing thoughts. Yeah. What's his name? Simon of Trousers.
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, yeah. No, but thank you for having us. Honestly, it's been amazing. And, yeah, we really hope that we can get the message out to people who've been listening that, you know, mental health is saying to really focus on, you know, you've got to work on yourself. It's the most important thing you can do. Is to, you know, your mind's your biggest asset at the end of the day. But we really thank you for having us on here. And our website, again, is www.themanifestationapp.com. That's themanifestationapp.com. And I'm also based in Brentwood myself. So if anyone wants for any therapy sessions, looking into the mind, understanding more, you know, if they've got anxiety, depression, go to www.thehypnotistman.com. That's thehypnotistman.com, and I can help anyone with anxiety, depression, moving forward, you know, whatever, business, whatever. But yeah, yourself, Ted?
Yeah, thank you so much once again. And yeah, we just want to reiterate that it's more than just an app. A lot of people think this is just, you know, like another app out there. It's not. The app itself is a lot more. Like I said, it's the world's first forward-thinking mindset platform centered around manifestation. So there's a lot of exclusive things in there, a lot of things that are going to change the game for the better. And on a broader level, it's more of a community. So hopefully together, we can all help each other turn our dreams into reality.
Yeah, brilliant. That's great. Yeah,
thank you.
So, it's been amazing. Insight into everything. We've gone across the world of where we can actually take all our thoughts and everything else. Amazing. Thank you to Tracy and the girls for making the tea.
Yeah,
that one, awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely
what
awesome.
Who does the first one, Simon? What is the first one?
I didn't even know.
No, nothing.
First one, I made that one myself, though. So, but it's a nice thing for me because I always get someone to make the tea and the coffee and everything else, you know what I mean? So that's cool. Andrew as well for coming along, absolutely amazing. Right, this is a nice song to, so guys, thank you very much. Don't forget, listen back to the show tomorrow. You can get all the details you want to get in touch with these guys as well. And don't forget Manifestation, and it's the app. Yep.
Thank you very much. Perfect. Manifestation. Thank you. TheManifestationApp.com. Get on it now. We're going to give you a free visualization course. If you sign up today.
So, fantastic. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much. This is a great song to finish this. This is Eddie Grant and Gimme Hope. Yeah, you see, you think I'll throw this together, don't you? Hey? Well, I do have a go, don't I? Here we go.
Phoenix FM.
Her people happy. Oh, she don't care about the rest at all. She's got a system they call apartheid. It keeps a brother in a subjection. But maybe pressure will make Joanna see how everybody could live as one. Oh, across all the neighbors' borders, now and again having little fun. She doesn't care if the fun and games she play is dangerous to everyone.
Nigel on Phoenix FM.
Great tune, that's a classic in the clubs, that one. Way back in the 70s, Tavares and Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel right now. I've got a nice song coming up for you from ABBA. You have to listen to the words in this. I've said this before, but it's called Lay All Your Love On Me, but it says don't go wasting your emotion if you're decorating. All right, have a listen.
Nigel.
Yes, it is. Happy Christmas from Phoenix FM. Blimey. We're right in it now, aren't we? I'm trying to find a Perry Como song for your earworm for the week. Magic Moments. I'm trying to find it at the minute. So hold tight. We'll find it. Don't worry.
Nigel, radio's answer to Just for Men.
Bit of Human League for you now. This is Love Action.
Nigel on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, Nigel.
I've been alone and cried at night over
wonderful song, that one. That's Human League and Love Action, and from the album Dare, that was, I remember, yeah. Way back in the 80s, of course. And I used to fancy Joe as well, that was in that as well. That was a strange guy. And the other Joe I used to fancy was in S Club 7 as well. She lives locally as well, yeah. I used to fancy her, you know, way back in the day, yeah. That's when anything would have pleased me in them days, honestly. I'm a bit more selective now, you know, yeah. So, right, coming up then, a little bit of Michael Bublé, Bubble, as they call him, and I can't find Perry Como, so I'm going to play it next week for you. Next week, full day of music, so, yeah, all of the best stuff for you. And then the week after, it's Linda Kelvey. And then after that, it's on Christmas Eve, I will be here, and it's a music show, and Christmas Day, a music show, and New Year's Eve, a music show. So I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. Here we go then.
Oh, Nigel, what's occurring?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Beginning to look a lot like...
Oh, yes. There we are. Michael Bublé. I can't find Perry Como. What a nightmare. Because it's... well, I hope that one's helped for a bit of an earworm for you this week. But the one I was going to do was Favourite Moments. Yeah. That one. I think it was Quality Street. Here we go.
Sure, it's Christmas once more.
He's tough, he's ruthless, but wears nice aftershave. Nigel on the radio.
Yeah, that'd be me then. Hold tight, here we go. Hang on, here we go.
Raving bonkers. Nigel on Phoenix FM.
Yeah. Okay, so, right, so we've got, who have we got? Right, so basically Christmas then for myself is next week, full music show. The week after, Linda Calvey, but that'll be nice. And then the week of that, which is Christmas Eve, I will be here live, of course, and we will be playing great music, take you into Christmas. And then on Christmas Day, I'll be here 8 till 10, so helping you through your parties or whatever you're doing, or even if you're on your own, just enjoy what I'm putting out for you. It'll be a great show. And then on New Year's Eve, I will be here between 6 and 8 o'clock. So that'd be rather nice, and we can enjoy the moving into the new year. So it won't be actually, you know, it'll be party music, because everyone's having a nice time with it all. So that's the whole plan for myself for Christmas. Of course, we are here every day, and at Christmas we've got loads of people coming in live as well. So that's all good. And so yeah, have a great, great week, and take it easy. Love you all a long time. You are the best.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
It's over there. When I was a child, in the trees. Quick, hide. Wait, here we go. Then that's Hounds of Love and Kate Bush. It's in there, over there, in the trees. Alright, Sophie Beerman's coming at 8 o'clock. She's getting ready in Studio 2 with her great 80s show. What a great show that is. Always brilliant. Lovely lady too. And you will enjoy it. We've got the spinners lined up for you, and that is the 12 Days of Christmas. So once again, many thanks to Rob Heiss and of course Ted Lawler as well, and of course it's the Manifestation app. What a great show that was, and I'm glad that it actually has worked out very, very nice indeed. So leaving you tonight, please be careful out there, drive carefully. Obviously the weather's been wet this evening here, and snowing everywhere else in other places, I understand, but whatever you do, please be safe tonight, drive carefully, and of course be careful out there. And I will be with you same time, same place next week. Music show. Fantastic. Leaving you with the spinners.
On the First day of Christmas, my true love sent.
So good night from me, love you all a long time. Take care, bye bye. Zemphy is next at 8.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
French hens.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Four collie birds.
On the fourth day of Christmas,
what's a collie bird?
Sent to me four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Five gold rings. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
five gold rings, four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Six geese are laying.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese are laying.